man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Hey folks, welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning us in tonight here at the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, your host for this live and sometimes lively show that's on from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And we have another show on Sunday, a two-hour show from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. No show on Saturday. And you're invited to participate in every show at any time in any show. So do that by calling 800-313-9443. You know, it's really hard to get into the Rush Limbaugh show, real hard to get into talk to Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson, but hey, you got a shot here, so give us a call. Our show's in some ways as good as those guys. In some ways, it's as good. And in other ways, it's not. But we have a lot of fun here. And I'll save that for another show. In what ways I think this show is as good as Tucker or Sean or Rush. And in other ways, not as good. I'll tell you right away, just up front, in what way we're not as good. We don't do the original research that they do, especially Carlson and Hannity. Hannity has a whole squad of people like Sarah Carter out there researching. An example, tonight, Fox put in a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act, a FOIA request, asking for, quite legally and properly, asking for the emails between CNN and the FBI on the days just prior to and on the day of the arrest of Roger Stone. There's nothing wrong with that FOIA request. And remember, communications to the government, within the government, these are all public record. If the FBI has an email exchange with CNN, that's a public record to which you as a citizen, you don't have to be some special poobah, you don't have to be an attorney, you have a right to ask for that record. It's a wonderful, I'll tell you what, the Freedom of Information Act is one of the most wonderful laws ever in the history of the universe. Who thought it up? I don't know. Maybe one of you out there know who the person is who pushed it through Congress. It's an unimaginably good law. Anyway, so Fox wants to know, well, what did the FBI email to CNN just before CNN mysteriously had a camera crew waiting right outside Roger Stone's home before the FBI showed up in the dark? So you got a camera crew, you got an interviewer, the whole thing. They're all set to go in pitch black darkness. Now, why the hell would a CNN crew show up outside the home of Roger Stone, not exactly the most famous person in the world? There's only one possible reason, and that is that they were tipped off by somebody involved with the raid, which means somebody on the Mueller staff, somebody in the FBI. Now, folks, that ain't legal. That ain't okay. That is not, you know, if somebody's going to serve a warrant on your arrest, they are not allowed to call up the local newspaper and say, be there. You want to get this on camera. We're going to arrest Kelso. You want to be there. Get with some lights and stuff across the street from his house. No, that's against the law, folks. And CNN wants you to believe that they just had a hunch. The guy who, one of the reporter who was there was asked, how did you know? What? He said it was reporter's intuition. I think that was the phrase he used. You know, that's BS, isn't it? So, but now, interesting, now this is a way in which Carlson and Hannity and Fox are superior to this show. They're out there doing original FOIA requests. I've never done a FOIA request. I can report. I'm a secondhand source. I can report about their original work. And this is very important. Now, what happened with the FOIA request? Ah, surprise, surprise. The FBI stiff-armed Fox. Wait a minute. Come on, FBI. Now, you know, William Barr is now the Attorney General. He's in charge of the FBI. Christopher Wray is now the Director of the FBI. Wait a minute. Isn't the deep state team gone? Aren't they done with stiff-arming patriots? No, they're not. The deep state team is not gone from the top of the FBI. They're still in there. At one point, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, I've forgotten. You know, if I had a perfect memory, I'd remember. But they actually named themselves. They called themselves a certain, they gave themselves a title, a club of some sort, of those corrupt people at the top of the FBI who were attempting a coup d'etat against Donald Trump. But the point being that Donald Trump still got to deal with the deep state. The deep state still in the FBI, still in the Justice Department. It actually, in spite of the fact that William Barr, let's just take it on face that William Barr is a patriot and that Donald Trump did not appoint the wrong guy, but William Barr, his appointment does not send the deep state out of the FBI. So the FBI said to Fox, no, you can't have those emails. Whoa, whoa, that's wrong. If the FBI and CNN exchanged emails, why is that a national secret? That's not a national secret. That's public information, a public broadcast network talking to the FBI, supposedly our top law enforcement agency. That's public news, public information. Anyway, the deep state is alive and well, folks. Let me go to my caller board here. And I just thought that was an interesting story because it exemplifies a number of the matters that we are considering. The deep state, Donald Trump's perplexity in having to wade through the deep state every minute of every day, the relationship of the fake news media to the deep state, the fake news media being a central part of the deep state. I'm even talking right now like Roger Stone, who pauses in between each and every word. It's a great style that Roger Stone has. I'm just thinking about him. So I'm just unconsciously imitating him. I'll stop right now. And, of course, that's terrible. Roger Stone, one of the many lives that have been ruined by the Mueller witch hunt. Stone's been bankrupted. And, you know, I mean, imagine the effect on his heart and his health and his, you know, his longevity and that of his wife. So, but that doesn't bother the Doberman pinchers of the deep state. That doesn't bother them at all. Let's throw some logs on the fire here for tonight's show. What's gone on in the last 24 hours? Yesterday, Donald Trump, I only picked up 3 tweets from the president. That was a slow day. Let's look at how he did today. There was a tweet 50 minutes ago, one hour ago, another an hour ago, that we're up to 3, a fourth, 2 hours ago, a fifth, 10 hours ago a 6th, 12 a 7th, 13 an 8th, 14 or 13 hours ago a 9th, a 10th. So today we have 10 tweets. And so let's do a survey. What did the president have to say to us today? And at the top of his Twitter account, Donald Trump has a, oh my gosh, he has a graphic. I mean, this is just, he's having great fun here. Somebody did some kind of a animation graphic of Joe Biden, in which Joe Biden is sitting, here, let's listen to it, if I can get it to play. He's sitting in a chair talking to you, and a superimposed image of Joe Biden comes up behind him and puts his Biden's hands on Biden's own shoulders and nuzzles him in the neck and, you know, sniffs his hair, kind of making out with him. So Biden's kind of making out with himself. And then Donald Trump has the caption, "Welcome back, Joe."
I shake hands, I hug people, I grab men and women by the shoulders and say, "You can do this." And whether they're women, men, young, old, it's the way I've always been. It's the way I try to show I care about them and I'm listening.
Okay, I care and I'm listening. I grab you, I hug you, I sniff you. That's great. Okay, so now let's get to the tweets themselves. Let's go back to his first tweet today. I'm reading them myself right now for the first time. The Republican Party is the party of the American dream. That was 13 hours ago. I like that. He says, also 13 hours ago. So he was in a Trump, he was in Twitter mode here 13 hours ago. So what time of day would that be? This morning for breakfast, he was in tweet mode. He did some tweeting after he had his Wheaties. He tweets 13 hours ago, "Despite the unnecessary and destructive actions taken by the Fed, the economy is looking very strong. The China and USMCA deals," MCA being Mexico, Canada, America deals, "are moving along nicely. There's little or no inflation, and USA optimism is very high." Good tweet. Okay. Next tweet, also 13 hours ago. "According to polling, few people seem to care about the Russian collusion hoax, but some Democrats are fighting hard to keep the witch hunt alive. They should focus on legislation, or even better, an investigation of how the ridiculous collusion delusion got started. So illegal." I like that turn of phrase, collusion delusion. Then an hour later, His Twitter finger got itchy again, and he tweets, "There is nothing we can ever give to the Democrats that will make them happy. This is the highest level of presidential harassment in the history of our country." So true. 10 hours ago, 2 hours later, he hits the tweets again. "The New York Times had no legitimate sources, which would be totally illegal, concerning the Mueller report. In fact, they probably had no sources at all. They are a fake news paper who have already been forced to apologize for their incorrect and very bad reporting on me." Then Donald Trump sends a thank you to Trish Regan, who is a Fox reporter. And let's see what she says that he is, he's praising. He says, "Thank you, Trish.
As I've said along, there's plenty of evidence of collusion and corrupt commingling of work between the Trump campaign and the Russians."
Collusion? Really? Seriously? So Robert Mueller comes forward with no collusion, and yet Mr. Adam Schiff has evidence of something else entirely? It's time for Congressman Schiff to show us that evidence, if he has it, put up or bow out, instead of going on television night after night to cast aspersions on the president without any kind of proof. I don't see a problem with showing us what you have, Congressman, the American public. That so-called evidence that you're bragging about, especially when Adam Schiff's fellow Democrat, Jerry Nadler, is calling for the entire Mueller report to be released. Come forward, right? I'll tell you, it's the height of selfishness. Schiff cares not for the well-being of his country, but rather his own political prospects and the political prospects of his party, for that matter. You know, I'd like if, maybe just for once, politicians could look out for the nation instead of themselves.
That was good. Now, there was background music to that. I don't know why, which made it harder for you to understand. But Trish Regan was good, and the president thanks her. His next tweet, just 2 hours ago, he says, Democrats need to help fix the border crisis or get out of Trump's way. Now, he's quoting somebody there and doesn't tell us who it is. He then links to an article from the New York Post, which is owned, I believe, by Rupert Murdoch. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe the same Rupert Murdoch that owns Fox, owns the Post, owns, I think, the London Times, and a whole bunch of newspapers. You got to start in Australia. At one point, he owned something like two-thirds or three-quarters of all the newspapers in Australia. That percentage went down after a while, but he got his start as a media mogul in Australia. I like to say Australia. All right, his next tweet, 2 hours ago, conservative support for the Trump wall soars to 99%. Wow. And that's from the Washington Examiner. 99% support. That means there's one guy out there. One guy, is it Mitt Romney, maybe, or who doesn't support the wall? Then a tweet 1 hour ago, Byron York, he quotes Byron York. And where do we find Byron York? Well, at Fox. I mean, there, you know, look at the pattern here, folks. It's always Fox that gives any honest reporting. Trump does not quote anybody else in the national media. Byron York, he quotes, quote, how bad does the border have to be for Democrats to admit it's an emergency? Well, they'll never admit it. He asks, Byron York says, is there any number of illegal border crossings into the United States that would strike Democrats as an emergency? That's a good question. You know, they're coming at the rate of like, you know, what? Have they reached 1,000 an hour yet? That's where it's going. And he announces some appointments, some cabinet appointments here just 58 minutes ago. And I'm going to hit refresh to see if he's in tweet mode. So let me just see if he's got another tweet coming up here. Nope. 58 minutes ago, he announced a new head of the Small Business Administration replacing Linda McMahon. Remember Linda McMahon? She's the wife of the McMahon who got the wrestling thing going. Is it MMA? I forget the name of his particular wrestling thing. But Linda McMahon and her husband are both big Trump supporters. And he's appointing a new guy, it sounds like a woman maybe, Jovita Carranza, to replace Linda McMahon. All right. So, and something I pointed out in my show summary last night, I'm looking here at the top of, when you look at Trump's Twitter account, what do you see? You see this graphic of the president at the podium in a classic Trump rally. I've been to two of them, and this is exactly how it looks and feels at any Trump rally. A sea of red hats, make America great again. But there's something in this picture I'm going to point out to your attention right after we come back from the break.
They'll last 10 years like they should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is...
Hey, we're back, folks.
Hitting roadblocks.
The ever-present George in Texas is waiting online, and hang on there, George, we'll get to you. I want to throw a piece of good news out to the audience that is a combination of Pat Buchanan and Donald Trump, the peace president. Now, remember, if you'll remember, Jens Stoltenberg, the Secretary General of NATO, met with Donald Trump 2 days ago, and Pat Buchanan wrote a column. I hope the president saw this column. I would bet that Pat Buchanan is on Donald Trump's daily reading list. This is an important column. Trump should close NATO membership roles is the title. Came out the same day as Stoltenberg was speaking with the president. When Donald Trump meets with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg today, the president should give him a direct message. The roster of NATO membership is closed for good. The United States will not hand out any more war guarantees to fight Russia to secure borders deep in Eastern Europe when our own southern border is bleeding profusely. And no one needs to hear this message more than Stoltenberg. in Tbilisi, Georgia, the capital of Georgia, former Soviet Republic, on March 25th, Stoltenberg declared to the world, get this, get the pompousness of this quote. Quote, the 29 allies have clearly stated that Georgia will become a member of NATO. Really? Really? And then Pat Buchanan asks, as for Moscow's objection to Georgia joining NATO, Stoltenberg gave Vladimir Putin the wet mitten across the face. Quote, we are not accepting that Russia or any other power can decide what NATO members can do. Yet what would it mean for Georgia to be brought into NATO? Now, this is, folks, this is very pertinent because we have Georgia. We also have the same story with Ukraine. Now, what's wrong with Ukraine or Georgia being members of NATO? Well, one thing that's wrong is this. They are, I mean, in the case of both of them, Georgia and Ukraine, former parts of the Soviet Union. Khrushchev, the dictator himself, was a Ukrainian. Wasn't Stalin a Georgian? When I stopped to think about it, I think he was. So, for the United States to participate in extending NATO right into the gut of what was the Soviet Union and what is Russia now is what? It's warmongering. It's John McCainism. We do not want to be in a hair trigger situation with the other nuclear power able to destroy the planet with one command from their president. What would it mean for us to be ensnared with Georgia brought into NATO? The U.S. would immediately be ensnared in a conflict with Russia that calls to mind, I'm going to skip a little bit here. I'm going to skip a little bit about the war between Georgia and Russia, which occurred back in 2008. We would have been drawn into that had Georgia been a member of NATO. And we would have been pledged to defend Georgia as if it were the United States. This is a big lie in the NATO treaty. We should consider America first and not be obliged to defend any country as if it were the United States. But that's not the thinking of the interventionists, of the neocons, the rhinos like John McCain. Here's what John McCain said back in 2008 when Georgia invaded the tiny province of South Ossetia and Russia defended it. Russians were killed there. The Russians responded and beat the Georgians. But here's what McCain said. He wanted to go to war. McCain said, we are all Georgians now, roared uber interventionist John McCain. But George W. Bush, by then a wiser man, did nothing. Had Georgia been a NATO nation in 2008, the U.S. could have been on the brink of war with Russia over the disputed and minuscule enclave of South Ossetia, which few Americans have ever heard of. Why would we bring Georgia into NATO now? They're ginning up another conflict. Are we not in enough quarrels already that could lead to new wars with Iran in the Gulf, China in the South China Sea, North Korea, Russia in the Baltic and Black Sea, Venezuela in our own hemisphere, in addition to Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Afghanistan, and Somalia, where we are already fighting?
Manners were praying and hearts beat fast.
Pat Buchanan continues right after this break.
Their last, Seth John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War. For the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good?
Let's hope not. We're back, folks. George is still hanging on the line there, getting a cauliflower ear. Thank you, as always, George. I want to add a little more from this great Buchanan column. This is some good education here, some good Buchanan. See, Buchanan is one of these guys doing original research, which I'm not doing. So I can bring you Buchanan and, you know, do a good job of that. But look at this research that Buchanan's doing. And Linda Mueller, his gal Friday. Wow, I wish I had Linda Mueller here. Then I'd be doing some original research for you. I believe she does the most important research for Buchanan's wonderful books and runs his website and created it. Let's see. He gets to his point here about expanding NATO. No, stop. Don't do this. He says, He says, among neocon and GOP interventionists, there has also long been a vocal constituency for bringing Ukraine into NATO. But bringing Ukraine into NATO would be an even greater manifestation of madness than bringing in Georgia. Russia has annexed Crimea, which is, by the way, populated entirely by Russians. She has supported pro-Russian rebels in the Donbas. That's the most eastern portion of what's now called Ukraine, but also almost entirely populated by Russians, not Ukrainians, who seceded when the elected president they backed was ousted in the Kiev coup 5 years ago. So very legitimately, the Russians in the east and in Crimea said, hey, you had a coup d'etat, you ousted the man we elected as the president of Ukraine. We don't want to be part of your deal. We're gonna join Mother Russia. Well, good for them. Kiev's recent attempt to enter the Sea of Azov by sailing without formal notification under the Putin-built Kerch Strait bridge between Russia and Crimea proved a debacle. And then he says this. No matter how supportive we are of Ukraine, we cannot commit this country to go to war with Russia over its territorial integrity. No Cold War president from Truman to George H.W. Bush would have dreamed of doing such a thing. Since the end of the Cold War, NATO has added 13 nations. Let me read the list. This is worth contemplating. Since the end of the Cold War, which is what, 92? The Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland, Hungary. Look at how this is all marching toward Russia. To the east, the Baltic states of Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia. These are all right on the doorstep of Russia, their front yard. And six Balkan countries, Bulgaria, Romania, Slovenia, Croatia, Albania, and Montenegro. Every one of those additions is a direct threat to Russia. The larger NATO becomes, the further east it moves, the greater the probability of a military clash that could lead to World War III. Yet none of the nations admitted to NATO in two decades was ever regarded as worth a war with Russia by any Cold War U.S. president. When did ensuring the sovereignty and borders of these nations suddenly become vital interests to the United States? They're not. And Trump knows it. And that's why he hates McCain, even when he's dead. And if these are not vital interests, why are we committed to go to war with a nuclear-armed Russia over them when avoidance of such a war was the highest priority of our eight, count them, eight Cold War presidents, Democrats and Republicans? Putin's Russia, once hopeful about a new relationship under Trump, appears to be giving up on the Americans and shifting toward China. Well, thanks, Robert Mueller. The Robert Mueller Russia hoax has prevented Trump from having the kind of detente with Russia that he, Trump, I'm sure, wants. But he's stopped by the demon rats, because if he says anything nice about Russia or even smiles at Vladimir Putin, now he's colluding. And he says, last week, 100 Russian troops arrived in Caracas, Venezuela, whereupon the Wall Street Journal lost it. Get them out of our backyard. The Monroe Doctrine demands it, said the Wall Street Journal. But then Buchanan asks the question, who has been moving into Russia's front yard for 20 years? All those nations I just listed, 13 of them. And all the prospective NATO members, that's Russia's front yard. And then he says, maybe one of you can answer this question. Who is the Scotsman that Buchanan is referring to? He says, as the Scotsman wrote, which Scotsman? The greatest gift the gods can give us is to see ourselves as others see us. Which Scotsman is he talking about? He's presuming that I'm more literate than I am, and that I should know. And I'm a Scotsman. I'm a Scotsman, like Buchanan. In fact, I think I'm a Buchanan. I'm related to Pat Buchanan. Anyway, that's an excellent column by Pat Buchanan. I love it. I was going to tell you something about the top of Donald Trump's Twitter account. He's got a graphic that shows the rally with hundreds of people behind him holding about 40 signs that are visible that you can read. 40 signs that you can read. Now, this graphic was obviously chosen by Donald Trump. It's the whole top of his Twitter account. He sees it every time he tweets. So this was selected by the president himself. Well, all 40 of the signs in this picture, every single sign in the picture says build the wall or finish the wall or text wall to, and then it gives a text number, which I can't read in its completeness. But 40 signs, every one of them says build the wall, essentially. So Trump is telling us something. This is what I infer from this picture. He very much intends to finish the wall because he's made as his emblematic picture for his most important communication channel, his Twitter account. He has made it one where it just remarkably every single sign. And if you go to a Trump rally, you know that the signs are handed out. You don't just helter-skelter make your own sign. You, as you're coming in, you can pick any sign you want. They have stacks of signs. And in this picture, everybody has selected a build the wall sign, and Donald Trump has selected this picture to represent who he is and what his plans are. So, let me see. I just hit refresh on the account. No new tweet from the president. No new tweet. Let's go to George. George, you've been waiting forever, and Dr. Kelly is right behind you. George, what's on your mind tonight?
You know, the thing is about, you know, these generals in the Pentagon, they're like worried about Venezuela and Russia, you know. And it's just, we got a problem on our border. And the thing is, I think when we appoint new generals, cause I know Congress plays a part in it, that they be that they will not be a part of the Council on Foreign Relations or any globalist organization, that they would defend America first. And because right now it's like, even like Dobbs is saying, certain generals are sitting there blowing off the president, wanting to lock down the border. And pretty much for me, I'm for a permanent a lockdown until we find out who the hell is in the United States legally and illegally. And, you know, yes. The thing is, I got an idea. Since we don't have enough beds, there's plenty of cruise ships that are decommissioned that are still in the shipyard. We can use them to house the detention centers. Make them deportation boats, too. You know?
Yes. Yes, that's a good idea. And the reason Donald Trump is saying that the laws have to be fixed, and until the laws are fixed, what the president can do in terms of detaining people is very restricted by the laws. We have the most, as he has said correctly, the most insane immigration laws in the world. But, for instance, there are judge court rulings and laws from the demon rats that people can only be held for so many hours. If they don't have a detention facility, they cannot be held at all. Can you build more detention facilities? No, because the demon rats won't let you. They won't.
Defense can build temporary defense detention facilities and use JAG lawyers as immigration judges to deport them back.
Yeah, now I don't know about the JAG part of it, but yes, the military could build tent cities and camps and so on. Yes, they could do that. But the. Clearly, and this is a time of reckoning for America. I mean, America, you know, hey, are you listening? You made a big, fat mistake when you gave Nancy Pelosi the majority in the House of Representatives. What a stupid thing to do, America. Now, the Americans and the non-Americans, the illegals who voted, who did that, they're not on our team, George, of course. But, that's why I said last night, I said, are we winning or are we losing? Hey, we're losing. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying that. You want to be honest. You don't want to be delusional, because that isn't going to help you in saving yourself. But, you know, we just lost the House of Representatives, and by a good bit. Now, you can't do that sort of thing and run the nation, because Nancy Pelosi, she effectively has a veto on anything the president wants to do, almost anything that requires a law. The president now has freedom only to do things that he can do by executive order, by administrative memorandum, things that he can do without a law or without a new law. Go ahead, George.
But, you know, the thing is, too, it's like a lot of the House seats were stolen. And the thing is, the Republicans, I mean, you need a search party because I think they lost their testosterone or testicles or something or their spine because nobody stood up, you know, when these elections are being stolen, like the Arizona senator. You know, he got her seat stolen, you know, McSally. And, you know, in the House of Representatives, no Republican stood up. And, you know, who cares if the media said sore loser or not? You know what I mean? You know, it's like I say, these illegal aliens are a threat to our Republican form of government.
Yeah. Now, by the way, George, I want to give you. We're going to go right to the humor segment of our show, and I know you'll like this, and Dr. Kelly waiting in the wings will like it too. Late breaking story, folks. News flash: Jeff Bezos' divorce has reached a settlement with his wife, Mackenzie. So, I know you're all on the edge of your seats. The richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos, whose father, by the way, is a Nordic guy, Scandinavian guy, American, who Bezos doesn't even want to meet because Bezos was abandoned by him as a baby. He doesn't want to meet the guy that did that to him. And this father, this Nordic guy, didn't find out for the longest time that his abandoned son, Jeff Bezos, was the richest man in the world. The name Bezos is not his original name. Bezos is the name of the father who adopted him. But now, Bezos, richest man in the world, and certainly dumb, he's going to go into a divorce with his wife, mother of his three children, wife of 25 years, I believe. He's in the state of Washington, which is a community property state where Mackenzie, his wife, is entitled to half of everything he made during their marriage, which is every penny he has was made during their marriage. But they've reached a settlement. So here's the news flash. As he has finalized his divorce with his wife, Mackenzie, who will get a stake in the online shopping giant Amazon worth more than, guess how much she got? George, give me a guess.
I don't know.
$35 billion with a B. That's got to be the biggest divorce settlement by far in history. $35 billion. Now, Bezos, who may be worth $160 billion, he may have gotten off easy there, because she's entitled to 80, to half of everything he's made. So, in a tweet, Mackenzie Bezos, she is giving up all her interest in the Washington Post, the newspaper that Jeff Bezos bought in 2013, and Blue Origin, the space exploration company he founded. And then Bezos wrote back, "I'm grateful for her support." Now, by the other way, the other twist to this is that Bezos gave up his wife, the mother of his children, for a woman who's not as pretty as his own wife, I don't think, and not
probably
at all.
He got a gold digger.
Well, I don't know. I mean, no, Bezos has lost his mind, though. Anyway, I'm grateful, he says to his ex-wife, for her support and for her kindness in this process, he said in a tweet on Thursday today, and I'm very much looking forward to our new relationship as friends and co-parents. The couple announced they were divorcing in January just before the National Enquirer published a story saying Jeff Bezos was having an affair with a former TV host. And I think she looks like a horse myself. Jeff Bezos later later accused blah, 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 the tabloid, etc. When the divorce is complete, which is expected to happen in about 90 days, Mackenzie Bezos will have a 4% stake in Amazon. Before the separation, Jeff Bezos had a 16% stake worth more than $140 billion, making him one of the world's richest people. I think quite clearly the richest. He will still be the company's biggest shareholder when the divorce is complete, with a 12% stake in Amazon. Well, he got off easy.
Well, I'll let you get on with Dr. Kelly.
All right. Thanks, George. So long.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, we're back, folks, and we're in our last segment. Dr. Kelly called in. Dr. Kelly, are you there?
You bet, Kelso, and I've been in touch with my assembly member or assembly man, Brian Daly, who is going to be running for Senate in this special election. And for some reason, I mean, we had record snowfall in February, and a lot of folks didn't vote, and so I'm going to join the campaign and start calling our local conservative Republicans and encourage them to get out there and vote for the June
runoff between between Brian and Kevin KKK Kylie Kamala Harris's assistant.
Well, and, you know, and that's good. That's good that you're on top of that election. But one also of real importance in May, and I don't have the day, sorry, but in May, Europeans will elect a new European Parliament. And that's going to be a big, big deal because the Patriot parties in Europe, which parallel the work of Donald Trump, they are projected to make massive gains throughout Europe. And so that's going to be a really important week. We'll have some, and I anticipate we'll have great news. And this will bounce back. You know, when Trump does something good, it helps them over there, and they acknowledge that. When they do something good, like winning, that will have a big help. That'll be a big boost to Donald Trump. So, and he'll use that. He'll meet with people like he'll meet with people like Viktor Orban and Matteo Salvini, and he has people like Marine Le Pen and Nigel Farage. Nigel Farage was actually working in the Trump campaign at one time. So this is an election that we're really looking forward to. Here it is, April. So this is coming right up in May. Any of you listeners, by the way, who know the exact date of the European Parliament election, you know, call in the show. You can't, it's too late to call in today. We're just about out of time. But that one's coming up. Another piece of news here, Dr. Kelly, that everybody should be aware of, is that Donald Trump is backing away from the idea of closing the border. And I think the reason that this is probably a wise choice, because the trade, the commerce between the United States and Mexico at the border is mind-bogglingly large. We're talking about tens of thousands of 18-wheelers constantly, just lines and lines, trains and planes and cars and trucks and lots of goods. And it may not be, that may not be what Trump needs right now. He said,
I want to second what George said and put everything that came from China and that was made in China be returned. And I think that the Chinese might need to be detained until their lawful status here in the United States is determined. Did you hear about the breach at Mar-a-Lago? And did you talk about that
yes.
at all?
No, haven't yet. We'll catch that in a future show. Dr. Kelly, thanks as always. And we'll see all of you again tomorrow night, Friday night. We're on the air.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.